It Takes Two, Amy Eiler, J.J. Gordon, Jeremiah Johnson from Showcase Floors joins us in the studio again. Okay, I know it seems early, but it's not too early to think about grad parties.
Right.
People have already made their plans. You know, you already went through the graduation thing.
Yeah.
You got to start planning, like, now.
Yep. It's a great time to start planning,
actually. And if someone is planning for a grad party, or maybe they're planning to have a big birthday party or an anniversary party this summer, whatever, they've got plans in the future and they know they need to prepare now. Give us some ideas of just a few things that you can get done that are not big renovation projects. You're not knocking out walls. You're not doing these big, big, big projects, but just these little projects that are going to have some big impact.
Right. When I think about quick facelifts in a house, I think about a backsplash. I think about a living room of carpet, a bathroom tile, kitchen tile, maybe a click lock floor through your kitchen. Just wherever you think you can make the biggest splash and maybe not both invest too much time or money.
Man, a floor makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
We have a coworker here who just showed me a picture of his new flooring. That did, it looks like a totally different house.
It'll change. It's part of the reason I fell in love with flooring when I first started doing it was in one day people leave for work and they'll come home and they walk in and go, oh my gosh, it's not even the same place anymore.
It's not even the same place. It's
and
not.
It's a great feeling actually when you're the person that put that floor or did that backsplash. Backsplashes are another really fast way to spruce up a house, whether you tear out the old one or you just have never had one.
So we're thinking about backsplashes. I once saw a friend of mine who did a complete, like, they had a small bathroom, right? So imagine like a really small, like maybe main floor bathroom that a lot of people are going in and out of, but you kind of want that to have a big impact.
Yeah.
Right? And she did an entire backsplash wall behind the toilet.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
And accent walls like that can really splash. And you're talking about a 3x8 wall. So you're 25 square feet of tile. Not that big a deal, but it will change. That room was different when you went
yes.
in there.
Yeah.
And those little bathrooms in houses probably get used the most by your guests,
mm-hmm.
which are the people you're kind of trying to impress the most, right?
Right, right.
And a lot of people forget about those little bathrooms, but you spruce that bathroom up, that says a lot about your house.
Yep, it sure does. Yeah. And oftentimes it's sort of the one place where people are going to spend the most amount of time. Even if you're having a grad party and it's outside or it's in your garage, they're popping inside to use the bathroom.
Yeah, they're going to have to go somewhere.
Right, exactly.
And then they go in that lovely little bathroom and go, oh, this is so cool. And you think about it, it's everything small in there. The floor is small,
yep.
the wall is small. Nice way to quickly spruce up your house for your guests.
Okay, Jeremiah Johnson with us from Showcase Floors here in Fargo. Let's talk a little bit about the trends when it comes to flooring. We're saying like flooring just totally will, you know, sort of is a remodel in all of itself. It'll change your house. What are people going to if they're, I know last time you said that hardwood floor is kind of back, not the click lock,
yeah.
like the real stuff is back.
I'm thinking the word now is kind of real. People are, you know, we've had a lot of the vinyl clicks and those products that look real, but I see more and more people asking me about the real stuff, the real hardwood, the wool carpets. There are some really interesting looks in carpets. I just came back from Vegas and saw a show of flooring, and some of the looks in carpets are really quite fantastic. And the reason they can do that is people are willing to pay more for their floor per square foot now because they've been used to putting in all these hard surfaces that are generally more money than carpet. So what I saw was some really nice looking carpets. If you're thinking, all right, I've had hard surface for a long time, I would like a nice carpet. There are a lot of really good options out there for carpet now.
Are we talking like the design of it? Like the designs on the carpet? Do they look like accent rugs?
The designs on the carpets, you'd be blown away. The technology in these new carpet machines allow them to do different levels. And within the same carpet, they can do different levels.
Oh, cool.
So there's some really interesting stuff with that. I think when you think about a carpet being constructed, you almost have to think about it like a car. There are high-end cars, and those just, they have all the little bells and whistles, right? They have the sound deadening. You don't hear the tires. You have the really nice stereo system. Carpet, when you talk to carpet manufacturers, they talk the same way about their carpets. You can have all the anti-wrinkling, you can have the pet,
mm-hmm.
the parts that deal with the pets, the different kinds of fibers that don't allow staining. They've put all that into these carpets now. So the carpets have just kind of leveled up is what I would say when I came back from Vegas. Yep.
So someone does some hard flooring. Maybe they're doing hardwood on their main floor and their upstairs, but they've got a flight of steps.
Yep.
What do people usually do? Do they do that? Do they do the whole step carpet? Do they do up the middle with carpet? What's the most, what's the trendiest right now?
If it's real hardwood, a lot of times we see that, what you call the up the middle, that's a runner.
Okay, runner. Yep.
So they'll do runners on their steps. Yep. And I still say it's hard to beat carpet on steps just because of the value and the price, sound, safety. There's a lot of reasons I still push people, put some carpet on your steps. But
yeah, I only made the mistake once of putting a hard surface on my steps, and I'll never do it again. I went down several times, and I was like, okay, we learned our lesson.
There's no nice way to land on a hard step.
There really isn't. There really isn't.
Nope.
Put some carpet on your steps. You will be so thankful.
Yeah, and if you're worried about, in 5 years it's not going to look good, then just order enough to save a roll under your steps. So in 5 years, you take and you replace that carpeted step with a brand new, and it'll all of a sudden, 5 years later, it looks brand new.
So smart.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
You've clearly been doing this a while.
Yes.
How long has Showcase Floors been open?
Showcase Floors has been around since 2014.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're celebrating the big 1-0, double digits this year.
Yeah, I bought a carpet store in 2010, Carpet Mill Club, for everybody that remembers what that was. But I bought that in 2010, 4 years later, just because people were telling me, do I have to be a member to buy from your store? And yeah. I thought, that's not probably a good thing if the whole city thinks they need a membership to come and buy carpet from us.
Right.
So that was when we changed to Showcase Floors 10 years ago.
Yep. Showcase Floors. And, you know, it's more than just floors, too. And we always say that, but, you know, we've talked a lot about floors, but backsplashes, tile, complete remodels. If you're just thinking you do want to get that big project in, maybe you want a small project for a big impact, that's an option. Yep. But maybe you really are thinking that one of these big projects is in your future. You can start talking to you guys now, get something designed up. It doesn't have to all happen in one fell swoop.
Right.
I'm sure you guys have worked with people where they've got a timeline of a year or something or 2 years, and they just kind of want to space it all out.
Yeah, that first meeting oftentimes is just some fact finding. They're just seeing, okay, what's this going to be like? How is this going to work? Come on in, chat with us.
Yeah.
We'll talk you through it if we have to.
I love it. Jeremiah Johnson, how do they get a hold of you at Showcase Floors?
You can give us a call at 701-293-8738. You can look us up at showcasefloorsfargo.com. Otherwise, you can just stop in. We're about 3 blocks south of the Flying J.
Sounds good. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.